is N.P. Arbuckle, and I'm telling you to tell the band to go home at 101.5 UMFM.
Come from a cheap town. I eat hot dogs. Come sit right here and hold my hand.
That is our good friend Neville Quinlan, N.Q. Arbuckle there with Huntsville Affair, his little digital single, and that's by request for my good friend KK, who's sitting over there. I'm Jeff, this is Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show, and we're here for the next couple of hours playing you stuff, and thanks for being here, KK.
Welcome.
So, KK, how come you're here today?
Because you needed a ride.
Yeah, this time that's actually true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time, you know, there's no cheesy line, but... So we're going to be here, we're going to play some music and have some fun. I haven't told you yet, KK, but I assume that you can guess what today's show is all about.
A celebration of Tell the Band to Go Home.
This is a show that, by definition, focuses on the great singer-songwriters.
Yes.
Right? And so we try to play the best singer-songwriters there is.
Okay.
And we often play singer-songwriters who are coming to town.
Okay.
God.
I don't get it.
Okay. We're going to go... I'm gonna straight.
Isn't it your 201st show or something?
Yeah, but so what? You never made those stats for me, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, I
forgot. No, I mean, everybody knows. As soon as we hang up, somebody...
I know.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I know.
Little late. We're going to start off the show, though, with a little bit of CanCon, because we're going to need it. And this next song is by our good friend Sarah Harmer, along with those great singer-songwriters, The Tragically Hip.
Hey, did you hear she won the battle of her escarpment blues?
What do you mean?
Well,
Inco hit the road or what?
Something like that.
Or whatever they're called.
She won the Lafarge? First legal battle.
Lafarge?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
I don't know.
Anyways, can I continue?
Yes.
Listen to a lot of Tragically Hip over the past couple of nights because I was in a curling bonspiel. That's right. I was the skip of my curling team, even though I haven't really played since I was in grade 8. And, so I was in this, and so I want to send this song. There's not a lot of curling songs out there, so I had to find a song from a curling movie. That's what I'll have to do. And we'll send this out to my aching legs and my aching back. This is Sarah Harmer.
I'll be waiting on the silver road. I'll go. Thought of you, a world.
crack in the window pane. I hear the sound of the...
Hello, my name is David Franti. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on a torn screen door, nobody lives here no more.
Clouds shroud and the steeples cross, and the street boys stand around wet and lost on the hard pavement of the stone town, watching the rain come down. Kids smoking in the liquid air, small circle in the empty square, and I'm leaning on a windowsill high above Place Duval. And the wind gusting with a hissing sound, water running on the cobbled ground, and the ancient walls of this ancient town, watching the rain come down. Rain drifting through the buses, noise and the rain falling on the skateboard boys and the distant hills and the weeping town, watching the rain come down. And the wind gusting with a hissing sound, water running on the cobbled ground, and the ancient walls of this ancient town, watching the rain come down. And the sky is lower than my heart today, and the cold cowering streets are grey, and the hard pavement of the stone town, watching the rain come down. On the hard pavement of the stone town, watching the rain come down. On the hard pavement of the stone town, watching the rain come down. In a quiet house in a quiet street, the past recalled and the shadows meet, a conversation long past due, and hasn't time been kind to you? You've a daughter now and a son as well, a life well lived and a tale to tell. The sky was not always blue, and hasn't time been kind to you? So many years apart, along abandoned hearts, and time, well, time rolls on, and what's left behind is gone. That girl I knew, a woman's face, both bestowed a gift of grace, that's a blessing of the few, and hasn't time been kind to you? And so we passed a pleasant day, and so we went our separate ways, to do what life gave us to do, and hasn't time been kind to you? So many years apart, along abandoned hearts, and time, well, time rolls on, what's left behind is gone.
and a quiet house on a quiet street. Past recalled and the shadows meet, a conversation long past due. And hasn't time been kind to you?
A wide-eyed city boy, singing in the streets to feed my hope and joy. We had mad loving and so fast was our flame. And when I went out, you got so mad. You're talking trash about me, coming round at me, making a tale of fool's gold my reputation. Little Miss Sunshine's who I met that day, but when I walked out, I felt like a hurricane. I thought I knew ya, thought I could see right through ya, but the look in your eyes took me by surprise and I lost control. Thought I knew ya, like I had a direct line to ya, but I was wrong. Shooting star, a living photograph. A Buddhist hipster from the purple skies of LA. The ground would shake our understanding now, as I was still smitten with her sway. It went from screaming, oh baby, to see you later, maybe. I ain't laughing now, how the tables turn. Her fine print swiftly stole away. I'll see you in the next life, baby, not my stay. I thought I knew you, I could see right through you. But what a surprise to open your eyes and find a hole in your soul. I thought I knew you, like I had a direct line to some power greater than myself. So walk down to the Sunday cafe to get my cup of coffee for the day. But they tore it down and put up another bank in the USA, where my paradise used to be. Scratched it only yesterday. I thought I knew ya, but my mind's rusted through ya. The thing is wrong, but the thing is right. So meet me at the bridge tonight to see my reflection in the front, to wonder what's going on beyond. What I'm trying to say just won't come out, but I long to.
Thank you.
Mr. Fearing there with some quick and easy CanCon. That's Whoville from 60 Second Songs. I like to pull these out when I know I'm going to need the CanCon. But it's also a good tune. I like that one. Brand new Martin Sexton before. This song is called Thought I Knew Ya. And let's apply that title to Martin Sexton, because I'll be honest with you, ever since pretty much his first record, or his, I guess it was his second record, Black Sheep, his records have done absolutely nothing for me. The guy's brilliant. Love seeing him in concert. But his records have been really, really bad ever since Black Sheep. But that was incredible. I absolutely loved I almost want to stop doing the show and listen to more. The album called Seeds. And what did you think of that? Do you want to talk, or are you just going to sit there stone-faced? Well, might be that way. Can you at least nod and tell me whether you liked that song?
It was good, yes. I really liked it.
I'm glad. Two brand new ones from David Francie before that. One of our favorites. I've been eagerly awaiting this record. I mean, I kind of wish he'd send me one myself, but...
Did you notice it's not on Jericho Beach?
Yes. Why? But his last two haven't been either.
Oh, really?
Oh. Well, the live one and the...
Shows What I Know.
The Christmas one. It's his own label, Laker Music. Distributed by Festival still, but yeah. We heard... Stone Town and A Conversation from David Francie. The album is called Rites of Passage. And from the sounds of that, sounds like a pretty good record. A guy named Joey Wright before that from his album Jalopy. We heard Giddy Up Bill Monroe, and Joey Wright, I guess more well known these days as that guy in Sarah Harmer's band. You know that guy in the band? That guy. And we heard Sarah Harmer and... tragically, before that with Silver Road from the Curling movie soundtrack. A couple more things to play you before we get to the real topic, the real reason that I brought you all here today. A couple more things, then we'll maybe take a break. This is brand new from a guy, the leader of one of my favorite bands of all time, Spirit of the West. Haven't seen them through in a while. They still do shows here and there. He spends most of his time acting these days, believe it or not.
In what?
In, you know, like TV and movies and stuff.
Anything I'd seen?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. The new album is called December Looms. And he is now going by the handle Mr. Man. I guess he's been around the music industry long enough that he can call himself Mr. His name is John Mann. I believe he was born in Winnipeg, if I'm not mistaken. Allison will correct me on that if I'm wrong. But I believe he's from Winnipeg originally, John Mann. But yeah, the new album goes under the handle Mr. Man, December Looms. And let's hear a track called I've Been Bad from Mr. Man on Tell the Band to Go Home.
You swore as you stumbled, tried to kiss me and fumbled for my lips as well as your keys. You slurred and you mumbled, found you bed and then tumbled and fell hard into sleep. I play blind, I won't say a word, not even when I'm in a corner and could use it to come from behind. I'll do that for you, I'll do that for you, if you do it for me sometime. Thank you. there completely still. You're so easy to love. I woke up to find you with the last night behind you. So far you'd no memory of it. And I played dumb. I won't say a word, not even a one. When I'm scared and I know I could easily run. Stay here with you, stay here for you, if you'll be here for me, hon.
Catherine. silver goodbye. Ran into the street. I looked both ways and had to choose. A pity that I never found you.
That right there is our good friend Reed Jameson with his 60-second song called Shiny Silver Goodbye. Before that, we heard something new from Chris Fry and the Analog Ghosts' Catherine. From his great album, Raised on Rhythm and Rhyme, Chris Fry, of course, is the lead singer of The Bills, and they will be here on April the 11th at the West End. And I haven't seen The Bills through here for a few years, or a couple of years anyway, and they are fantastic live. A lot of fun, so even KK might enjoy that. Maybe. It's possible. You know who sang on that track, KK?
No, I don't.
Along with of course, Chris Fry. My friends, well, I like to think of them as friends. And I guess this next week or so, we're going to find out. Ruth Moody and Nicky Mado,
oh, really?
Of course, of the Waylon Jennies. Now, I don't know if you're listening last week, KK, but
I
met up with the Waylon Jennies just over a week ago at the West End Cultural Center. And all three of them are in town rehearsing. And I figured, what better place to rehearse than here live on the air, right? So I invited them down. So far, we're not sure. We're working on it. We have corresponded recently, so hopefully it's going to happen. But last week, I made a generous offer, I thought. But obviously, didn't do the trick. I offered them $5 in Tim Hortons gift certificates and a free drink from across the hall.
Right.
But I think we need to amp it up one more. We need to add another incentive into the pile.
Okay.
What else do you think I can throw in there? It's a lot of drinks. Maybe there should be some food.
Food, yeah.
Like a wrap or something.
Like a cheesecake, I think.
Do you think they'd like the cheesecake?
Well, I think dessert's the way to go.
Yeah? All right, well, okay. I'm gonna throw that out there then. So, Waylon Jennies, if you'll please come on my show. We will have $5 in Tim Hortons gift certificate. Easy for me to say, hey? You want to say that word for me?
Gift certificates.
Thank you. A free drink from across the hall at IQ's.
And they have Starbucks, if that's
true.
Your thing.
That's true. And we'll have cheesecake. So I think that's a very generous offer.
Mm-hmm.
That no band in their right mind could turn down. So Waylon Jennies, please take me up on my offer. Michael Johnston before that, Bed Bugs. I keep forgetting to email him and tell him that we're coming. Hey, Mike, we're coming over tomorrow. Mr. Man, I Play Blind was the track that we actually played. I introduced the wrong song. The album is December Looms. And I was just thinking, where is it? Got an email from my friend Marcel Desolet. That's how I say it. And he's got some shows coming up. We've seen him a few times lately on Monday night. Oh, that's unfortunate. He's just hosting an open mic night at 8:30 on Monday night. Well, none of you will be there, but I'm sure it'll be a good show.
He didn't say.
At the Academy Bar and Coffee thing. The next night, March the 20th, he's playing again with a lady named Deborah Romine, who's been on the show before years ago. I haven't really heard too much from her in a long time, so that should be a good show. Two sets starting at 8 o'clock. Then on the 24th, he's playing with Brendan Nealis and James Penny at a place right by my mom's house there. That little coffee house that my mom's always talking about with the leather couches. You know that place?
No.
It's called Forbidden Flavors.
Really?
851 Cavalier. And it's free. I mean, you can tip them because they like that. But so, Mom, you can go see your friend Marcel on March the 24th. That's real close to my mom's birthday, actually.
Yes, it is.
Is that actually her birthday?
No.
Oh. Close though. And then on the 30th, he's playing again at the West End. So lots of chances to see Marcel Desolat in the upcoming features. And he's good, so go see him. We're going to take a quick break, if that's okay with you, KK, and we'll come back. We'll just storm. We'll burn down the barn doors. We'll let him loose. We'll just let him run.
I'll allow it.
The Four Horsemen coming up next on Tell the Band to Go Home.